into October. God bless.
Well, praise the Lord. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this day, a day we've never seen before, but a day that was created and made by your very hands. Father, we thank and praise you for blessing us with a good night's sleep last night and for getting us up this morning in our right minds, Lord, and for letting us know that because you worked things out in our lives before, because you created miracles, because you are faithful to your word, we can trust and know that you will do it again. So we thank you for the precious promises that we don't walk through this earth alone, that we know that we have a Savior who hears our prayers and answers our prayers and comforts us and keeps us while we're waiting for the answer. Father, we thank you so much for the TMC family. We thank you so much, oh God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank you for keeping them on. And what a joy and a pleasure it is to have both of our founders of the call on this line this morning. Now, Father, we thank and praise you for showering them with tsunami blessings, for pouring out your favor upon them wherever they go, oh God. Father, that you bring in blessings from the north, south, east, and west unto them. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family, for Papa Diaz de Leon. Oh God, we thank you that you have downloaded a wealth of information into him. Father, a wealth of knowledge as we go forward, oh God. And Father, if we thank you and praise you for Artists International, Lord. Now, Lord, we just ask for that same favor upon his life and his family's life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for blessing him with excellent health. Now, God, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on this call this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we know that we can trust you. And, Father, we just ask that you continue to be with them throughout the day and every day. Father, now, we only one that we don't thank you for, and we thank and praise you that he has no place on this call this morning. He is vetoed, kicked out, and a gag order has been placed on him, therefore, on Satan. Therefore, this call will go forth with clarity. We thank and praise you for the speaker, O Lord. We thank you that we will hear a word that will enrich, empower, and enhance us as believers as we go out throughout this day. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family. I will now turn you over to our host and go out and have a day knowing that because he did it before, he is faithful and he will do it again. Amen. Well, God bless you, my family. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willow?
Yes, I can, Minister Robin. I love you, my sister.
I love you also. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer and greeting the people. Welcome, 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 family members, to the Master's Call, our awesome call. We're so glad that you are here with us. My name is Minister Robin. I am here in New Jersey. Good morning, Dr. PK. We love you, we love you, we love you. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. We love you, we love you, we love you. And again, family, it is the Master's Call. We are approaching our fourth year and beginning the week of October 20th. We're going to shout it to the rooftop, shout it over the mountain. We are glorifying our God, and we want you to be here with us. This call started October 25th, and year four, it is upon us. Praise God. We have a mission statement that we stand on. We have a scripture that we stand on. Our scripture is in Psalms 88:13. It reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And this call is all about prayer. That was the mandate for us to pray. Pray for you, your family, for the Artists International family. And we have seen God do great and mighty things, and he will continue to do so, just as Minister Willis says. Our mission statement is truly enriching us, enhancing us, and empowering us. We believers, as we begin our day, we have this call Monday through Friday. It starts at 7 to 7:30 Central, 8 to 8:30 Eastern, 6 to 6:30 Mountain, and of course, 5 to 5:30 for those early rises on the Pacific Coast like our Minister Tiffany. We have a website address for you, and all our messages have been downloaded and archived there for you. Feel free to go to themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall, net. And if you would like to be part of our team, if you would like to be a prayer intercessor, you have a message that you would like to bring forward, feel free to email all of that information to us at info@themasterscall.net. That is info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. Wow. We also have so many great things that are going on. We have one more conference for the year 2014, and it is approaching. It is going to be held in the Bahamas at the Alaxis Resort. It's hosted by Artists International. Many of us are Artists International Health and Wellness Distributors. It's also being hosted by the Kings of Artists. They are mighty men of God who put things together with excellence, as they so are. The dates are October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd. Feel free to go to the website. That is the artistempowermentconference.com, and you can find out additional information. You keep hearing me mention Artists International. Well, that is the thread, the company that's brought many of us together. It's owned and founded by the Diaz de Leon family. If you want to find out more about that awesome company, about our products, oh, my gosh, feel free to go back to the person who has invited you to the call. And we also have a morning motivational call. It's hosted by our very own godmother of Artists International, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and her awesome team of leaders. And that number is 530-881-1300. PIN code 539-598-POUND, and that will be immediately following this call and every day immediately following this call. Well, I'm coming back later on with additional announcements, but let me tell you about my precious sister in the Lord, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. We call her the Songbird. She is a faithful woman of God, a victorious woman of God. She's a terrific woman of God. She is on fire for the Lord. She is a fantastic mom of Master Kalon. And you know what? She loves to sing. We call her our songbird. She loves to worship the Lord. She even does that at her place of worship. She leads us sometimes in songs of worship. She, too, is an Artist International Health and Wellness Entrepreneur. She's one of those individuals that is up early, living in sunny California. She is a prayer intercessor on this call. Again, we love her. We are so honored to have her this day and every day. And I am going to call this mighty woman of God forward because I know God gave her a word to share with me and every single one of us. Are you there, victorious woman of God, Minister Tiffany?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Love you dearly. Take it away.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for that profound introduction, and thank you for everything that you do as our prayer general here on the Master's Call. Well, God morning, TMC family. Of course, as she said, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am up early here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this day. And I just stopped by to let you know on this day, this is the 30th day of September, which is the last day of the third quarter of 2014. And on tomorrow, October the 1st, we are starting the fourth quarter of 2014. So I just wanted to stop by and let you know this day that you are fabulous. You're probably saying, what did she just say? I just want each and every single one of you who are on this call right now to know that you are fabulous. See, this weekend I had the opportunity to celebrate a birthday of a classmate of mine back in the day, 30 years ago. Actually, she's a couple of years younger than me, but, you know, I had the opportunity to celebrate her, and the whole theme of her celebration was, I am fabulous. And so, of course, that triggered my mind to say, you know what? We are fabulous, but do we really realize how fabulous we are? So I decided to take that word fabulous and break it down for you. So let's look at the F in fabulous. F, and this is what each of you are. F, fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139:14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that far well, and that's in the NIV version. So you are fearfully. Fearfully in the Hebrew text means with great reverence and heartfelt interest and respect. The word wonderfully means unique, set apart, uniquely marvelous. That is who you are. So you do not allow people to speak negative because the Lord has already said that he made you fearfully and wonderfully. Even when you don't feel fearfully and wonderfully, you have to tell yourself, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Let's look at the A in fabulous. A, and I took this as anointed. You're dedicated to the service of God. In Psalm 23:5, it says that the Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and he anointed my head with oil, and as a result of that, my cup overflows. So you have already been anointed and appointed by God. He has already anointed your head. Many of us have had the experience of being anointed when we were children. You know, we didn't even realize what was going on, and they sprinkled some oil on our head, or maybe you've been in a church service and you received anointing from the pastor or from the priest, from the prophet, from the minister, or maybe your own sister, your mother, your father has anointed your head with oil. So therefore, you are anointed. Let's look at the B in fabulous. Blessed. B is blessed. You are made holy, consecrated, divinely or supremely favored. Supremely favored, not a little favored, but supremely favored. We are fortunate to be blessed. The blessing of Abraham is upon us. In Genesis 12:2, it says, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. See, so God has already predestined you to be great. He already will make your name great, and he has already blessed you. If you are listening to my voice this morning, then you are blessed. Why? Because you woke up with a sound mind. You woke up in a safe place. Maybe there were some aches and pains in your body, but you have the voice to decree and declare that your body is healed. Why? Because you have been blessed by God. So now let's go to the U. U in the word fabulous is unique, being the only one of its kind, unlike anything else. Let me just pause on that word for a minute. So many times we go through our lives saying, oh, I wish I had eyes like her. Oh, I wish I had a body like her. Oh, I wish I could sing like her. Oh, I wish I could dance like her. Oh, I wish my hair was as long as her. Oh, I wish my skin color was like hers. Well, why is that? God made you unique. He made you different. So enjoy, embrace the person that God created you to be. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's workmanship created in Jesus Christ to do great works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are all unique pieces of art. We are each a masterpiece. And in the masterpieces that God has handcrafted and produced by with his hands, the master himself, our lives are to reflect the beauty of God's love. So we are unique. And so enjoy who God created you to be. Embrace who God created you to be. Isaiah 44:24 tells us that each of us were formed in our mother's womb. And so in your mother's womb, there's different things that were going on for each of us. The master potter crafted you to be who you are, and enjoy the process of where he's taken you, as he has already crafted you to be uniquely made. Let's look at L, love. Love means feel a deep romantic attachment to, like very much, find pleasure in, cared for very, very much. So you are very dear to God. Many times we don't feel loved. Why? Because maybe we're not in a relationship with somebody, but in reality we are. Why? Because Jesus loves you more than anyone else could ever love you. 1 John 3:1 says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. The love of Christ for each of us surpasses knowledge. Ephesians 3:16-19 says, for what greater love is there that Jesus would die and lay down his very own life for you and me? So what greater love would we need than to know that Jesus gave his life for me? And so I'm just going to share this little snippet of a song for you, just to let you know that God does love you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. The son he gave his life for me. When he died on Calvary, there is no greater love. No greater love that a man would lay down his life for a friend. So know that you are loved by God, and there is no greater love than the love that God has for you. Now let's go on to the O in fabulous. Let's look at ordained. You have been appointed by God. You are his investment. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and you are the apple of God's eye. So each of us have been ordained and appointed to do something. We all have a purpose, and God knows what that purpose is. And it's up to us to tap into what God has for us and to find out, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do in this day? What am I supposed to do in this season? Lord, I need your assistance in guiding me to do what it is that you would have me to do. So many times we get up and we don't know what we're supposed to be doing, but have we ever asked our Father the question, Lord, what would you have me to do in this day? How can I serve you in this day? Who would you have me to go to in this day? Ask him the question. He's waiting on you. Let's look in at the you in fabulous. The second you, which is united, joined together for a common purpose. 2 Chronicles 30:12 says, unity begins with God. Romans 15:5, if you read that, you'll see that unity glorifies God. And 1 Peter 3:8 says, finally, all of you live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate, and be humble. See, we are supposed to be united. We are supposed to be unified in Christ. We here on the Master's Call come on this line every Monday through Friday so that our lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced. Why? Because we are unified here on the Master's Call. There is no chaos, no confusion, no drama on this line. Why? Because we are united. We are joined together. And as we are approaching our fourth year, we have been united here on the Master's Call. We are united in Artists International. We are united in the world because we are kingdom builders who are on fire to fulfill the kingdom of God. And now let us go to the S. And S, I have two things for S. We are saved and set apart. God saved us. He keeps us. The definition of saved is keep safe or rescue. Keep and store up for future use. And God keeps us every day. There's a song that says, all to be kept by Jesus. Kept by the promises of God. So God keeps us every day, even when we don't feel like we're kept, even when it gets a little hard and a little challenging sometimes, we feel that we're by ourselves. But I come this morning to tell you that you have been kept by God, and he keeps us and stores us up for future use. So that tells me that each and every single one of us have a journey to be fabulous. And so in our journey to be fabulous, there's going to be many trials and many tribulations, many tests that will come in your life. But you have to trust and know that God has your back in every single situation there is. Some of them may seem longer than others. Some of them, you may wonder, you know what, how did I even get in this situation? But rest assured and know that God has greater and new things ahead of you. And anytime you want God to take you to a higher place, you're going to have to learn how to endure the test. You're going to have to learn how to endure the people, some people who you may say, oh, my gosh, I don't know how I could deal with this person. She's absolutely crazy, or he's absolutely ludicrous. But you know what? Endure the test. Endure the test. In order for God to take us to higher places, we have to be able to handle the situations and the places that we are currently in. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, but is the gift of God, not a result of works. And you can continue to read that at your own time. Romans 12 and 2 says, be not conformed of this world. So that means that you have been called to be set apart. You should not, I understand people watch Scandal and they watch the Housewives of Atlanta. And so is that really the life that you want to live? You know, reality TV, is that the life that you really want to live? Or do you want to separate yourself from what the world dictates to you on the TV and do what God would have you to do by reading his word? Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verses 10 through 12, read it at your own leisure, but it talks about you being set apart. You have been selected and assigned for a specific purpose. Deuteronomy 14 and 2 in the New Living Translation says, you have been set apart as holy to the Lord your God, and he has chosen you from all nations of the earth to be his own special treasure. How awesome is that, to know that God has set you apart to be his own special treasure? So those of you today who are on this line who feel that you are not loved, just rest assured and know that you are fabulous and that God loves you. He doesn't love you just for a moment. He loves you unconditionally every day. Even when you do not do right and you don't do what his will would be for your life, he forgives you and he still continues to love you. He allows for you to move forth in a mighty way. He has blessings in store for you. He has supreme and unconditional favor awaiting you, surrounding you. He has great doors that he wants to open to you. So as you go through this day and from this day forward, do not let anyone speak negatively into your ear and say who you're not. Don't let them tell you that you are a failure and that you are flopped. You tell them, I am fabulous. You walk into fabulous. You walk into being fabulous because God created you to be fabulous, and that is it for this day. Back over to you, Minister Robin. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Wow, wow, wow. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany? Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Minister Robin.
Glory to God. Powerful, powerful message. I will be calling you forward after we have our prayer request so that you can give us our daily benediction. Oh, Father, you are so good to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the word that has come forward from your servant, your victorious daughter of God. And, Lord, I just ask you to continue filling her up to overflowing, Father, so that she can continue to be your mouthpiece and share the good news with each and every person that she meets. I thank you, Lord, that there's not one thing that Tiffany nor her son is missing, Father. And you know those secret prayers that she's brought before you. I thank you for your faithfulness and your word not returning void unto her, your word going forward and accomplishing every single thing in Minister Tiffany's life in the name of Jesus. And, Father, thank you for your son, the healer, the one who came with healing on his way, the one who said that healing was the children's bread. And because of you, Lord Jesus, I speak health and wholeness over your people. We know that everything that has a name bows to the authority of Jesus. And cancer, we don't care if it's aggressive or non-aggressive. It has to bow in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you that cancer is a name. It's destroyed. The good cells will destroy the bad cells. You are a miracle-working God. And we thank you, Father, that miracles have not gone away. And that there is nothing that is too difficult for you to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for Phyllis Green and also for Shantae's mom. And, Father, give those family members peace. You are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Your peace, Lord, a peace that no one can take away from them, a peace that no one can explain, a peace that only God can give them. So I thank you for that peace in the name of Jesus. And, Father, thank you for the conference that's approaching us. Lord, as we go forward, your children, I thank you, Father, that everyone has their passports. They have all of their affairs in order. There will be no type of hindrances, Father. Everything is running smoothly in the name of Jesus. I lift up Platinum President Anastasia to you and her team, Father. I lift up the Kings of Artists and their family members to you, Father. And I also lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you, Father. Their steps are ordered by you. You're guiding them. You're directing them. You're leading them, Father. They have your favor. Favor follows them wherever they go. Doors are opening for them that no man can close. Doors are shutting that no man can open in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, I also thank you for Miles Monroe, your mouthpiece who will be bringing a word forward in season for your people that are there, Lord. Bless him and his family mightily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know that we are fabulous because you are awesome. You are fabulous. And, Father, cause each one of us to know that, to believe it, to know we are fearfully and wonderfully made, to know that we are unique, like Minister Tiffany said, to know, Lord, that you have a plan and a purpose for each and every single one of us. And you being the healer, being the provider, being the God of peace, we know that your word has gone forward. It will not return void unto you. We agree it is so. And you said, when we speak it and believe it, it shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Family members, let me go ahead and give you the MMC number again. That call is immediately following this one. It's 530-881-1300. Excuse me, pin code 539-598-POUND. If you need to check up or find out additional information about the conference being held October 31st, November 1st, and 2nd, feel free to go to the Artist Empowerment Conference website. That is artistempowermentconference.com. You have the favor and blessings of God on you. Feel free to listen to our playback number
that number for you only for today. It's 712-432-1085. Same PIN code, 957-677-TOWN. We're here Monday through Friday. Don't forget, 5 to 5:30 Pacific, 6 to 6:30 Mountain, 7 to 7:30 Central, 8 to 8:30 Eastern. And the call that is starting now, again, is the MMC call. Feel free to go over there. Thank you, Minister Willa, for being such a blessing and a fabulous woman of God. Thank you, fabulous Minister Tiffany. Please come forward and give us our daily benediction.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Robin. Father, we thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we are anointed, that we are blessed, that we are unique, that we are loved, that we are ordained for such a time as this. We thank you that we are united, we are saved and set apart. We thank you for your favor, your blessings, and increase. Now may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be that fabulous and great minister in the marketplace that you are. We love you, and we will hear you on the TMC call in the morning. Goodbye for now.